We are Brightside.
Very good. Very good.
Chief.
So we're here to finally get to Jessica Jones season 3.
Yes.
Can you believe that's been 5 years?
No, I mean, that's crazy. That the Marvel Netflix series, I feel like gets better as time goes on. And we've seen more of these Disney Plus shows. We've seen more of the movies. And you're like, man, the high end from Marvel Netflix was as good as we've gotten in the last 10 years. And yeah. Jessica Jones season 1 is a part of that. Season 3, yep. I liked enough, right? Like it was a good bounce back from season 2, but it wasn't, you know, on the same level as the Daredevils or season 1 of Jessica Jones. Those shows are great.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of going through Daredevil right now. I'm in just about to finish season 2 right now. I actually, look at this. It's funny you said.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that I just got it yesterday.
Awesome.
The Born Again. Because I guess season 2 and 3 were loosely based on that, but supposedly the new season coming out now in next year, because of the lockout and everything that they had.
Yep.
We're getting, it's called Born Again, Daredevil right. Born Again. So it's based on that again, you know, loosely. So we'll see. But yeah, I just started reading it last night. And, so really excited for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is fun going back through and have you gone back through those in the Dragon's Lair yet? At all?
No, I have not in a while anyway, just because I watch so much new stuff and it's one of my problems. I've talked to you about this in the past. Like I love that you guys go back and watch older stuff and then like bring it back. And I'm always like, oh, I want to watch that. But then there's like a new TV series that I'm starting and then that's 10 hours. And then it's like, I try to keep up with all these new movies that come out, as much new stuff as possible. But I used to be way more the other way back when I had the DVD collection, you know, when you had stacks and stacks and stacks, you were always like, well, I got these, I might as well pop these in. And I think I need to go do that a little bit more, whether it's, you know, a series that was 5-10 years ago, or even like a movie from like 30 years ago. I need to do more of that for sure.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about a movie from 30 years ago in a minute. Yeah. And a movie from 30 minutes ago.
Yep.
But yeah, it's, you don't need to do anything. I get it. There's so much content out there. You guys say that all the time. Can't watch everything. No. You can't. And it's so funny. I get requests from listeners all the time. Be like, oh, you need to watch this. I'm like, it's, if you knew. And it's like, I remember you talking years ago, you talking to Davey about your other Twitter handle and stuff. You don't want to be a part of that. You get, you know, and that note, you know, and you're like, it's a cesspool and that's the definite. Yeah, and I watched that and I took that to heart. I listened to what you said and it's like, and I see what you do over there and it's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. But on a small scale with our podcasts, mine smaller than yours, but you still do get that influx of, gotta watch this. Mm-hmm. And you can't. And it's kind of why, like right now, because I'm building the house, I'm so busy. It is so relaxing to me to go back and watch Daredevil. Because not only is the show good, but I feel like 2015 again. Like I remember those memories of the opening of the show. But seeing it and hearing it again on our new stuff, it's really good. It's really, really good.
I definitely need to do that. I remember loving the third season so much and then being so let down that they weren't like immediately doing a fourth season. Then they folded all those things. And then it was like years later when they opened them back up and you're like, I just don't know if it's going to be the same. Like I, you know, we all watched Echo and Hawkeye. Like I actually liked Hawkeye, you know, and bringing Kingpin back and whatever, like, that was fine. But then Echo was like a couple of good moments overall, kind of like an series.
Yeah. The Daredevil moment.
Right. Like, so like a little bit more of that, please.
Insane.
Yeah.
That was such a great scene too. And they got it out of the way nice and early. And then it had you, did you read the run, the latest Daredevil run, the really, really good one? Who was it?
Chip Zdarsky?
Yeah, Zdarsky's.
No, I didn't read that. I've only read old stuff. I've only read Frank Miller and Jeff Loeb and like those. Yeah. I haven't read any of the new stuff. I heard it's incredible though.
It is. And it's like, while I was reading Frank Miller's right here, I'm like, I got to look up and see if Zdarsky's is in a hardcover version because it was so good.
Yeah.
And there was, I won't ruin it for you for when you get to it, but it's like issue three, there's a page turner.
Okay.
That when you turn that page, you're going to go out of your mind. Like John and I were talking about it on the show at the time when we were doing chat and we were like, that was, cause it's, that's something you don't get. It's like that surprise thing. It's, you don't get, it's hard to get digitally too in comics, but mm-hmm. when you turn the page and it's set up to be right there and you're like, it's just, you're like, oh man, I love that. So,
yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. But all right, let's get the good stuff. That was the good stuff.
Yeah. Well.
Unfortunately, Davey can't be here because I'm going to let you go. I mean, we're going to go spoilers.
Okay.
To be fair, we're going to talk spoilers and I mean, you can let the expletives fly.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, this hashtag dork, I want you to channel that.
Yeah, but I'm a visitor. Listen, I do, my job for real. I can't swear on that show. I can do it. I can handle it. I can do a whole show. That's right. Davey, I'm not sure if he could. I don't know if you could bring him anywhere else. But
I want you to channel your inner Davey. Yeah. I don't know if that's okay to say. but channel his anger. Yeah, we're talking Roadhouse. I swear to God, I had this idea. You guys talked about it like, what, 2 or 3 months ago. You were both, Davey in particular, was so mad. Like, why the F are they making this?
Yep. Like, he called it. He was mad about it. And so like full disclosure, he likes the first one even more than I do. I love the first one. I think most people love the first one, but like, it's one of his like top 10 probably. And so I respect that. Even still, I was like, there's no need for this to be remade. And we were like previewing movies that were coming out this year. And I think I had mentioned it. And I was like, well, I'll probably never see that. And then Davey's like, nope, we are going to watch it. It's coming out on Amazon Prime and we're going to do a whole standalone episode on it. I was like, okay, if you want to. And I'm like, you know, and that goes back to my thing about watching as many movies that come out in the year as possible. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'll add it to my list and watched it opening weekend on Amazon Prime. And it was pretty much what we kind of expected. Maybe even slightly worse. It's just, to me, it makes zero sense to remake it. There's a handful of remakes out there that are excellent. But I don't know why you would ever remake like an all-time classic. Like, I don't think you would remake Goodfellas or Pulp Fiction. You also wouldn't remake.
Whoa. Back the truck up. Hang on a second. You took Roadhouse from 1989, all-time classic, and compared it to Goodfellas?
No, I'm not done. No. I was going to say, there's two different things, two different ones. It does, in fact, fall into a different category. No. Fair, but I wasn't done. So, take like all-time, like Shawshank Redemption, like the best of the best. Don't need to be remade. It's already like a perfect movie. I would also argue that a true cult classic is beloved for a lot of undescribable reasons and therefore also doesn't need to be remade. If they remade Big Trouble in Little China, would you be like, oh, I can't wait for the remake of that? I'd say, no, it's perfect as it is. Leave it alone. There's a lot of movies like that that I think Roadhouse falls under that category where, yeah, it's a little, you know, the plot's kind of crazy. There's some corny lines in there, but like, we loved it for that. You don't need to recreate it and bring it into like modern times. I don't think it needs to be in modern times.
It doesn't need to be, but so I actually went back and watched the original Roadhouse as recently as this morning. So it's bad. I mean, if you were to make that movie today, and that's what I think happened is like, it's a cult following, no doubt about it. And it becomes a cult classic because of Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
And it's really all it is. It's like Kelly Lynch. Seriously?
It's Swayze.
It's Swayze. And Sam Elliott.
Oh, right.
Sam Elliott's a beast in that, yes. right? And it's, yeah. I put it on, so I haven't watched it in years, and I put it on, and it's, especially I haven't watched it in my theater, and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, Sam Elliott's so young, and you're like, but he's awesome in that. And, but it is, it's like, it's, but it's so 80s over the top. But that's what we wanted, right? Mm-hmm. And it, I mean, it's ridiculous. If you made that movie today, if that was like, let's go back in time, say it never existed, and they made the Patrick Swayze one today.
Oh, yeah.
Who would you say would be like a Patrick Swayze today? Maybe a Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
I'd say they're kind of on the same level.
I guess maybe.
Jake Gyllenhaal might be higher.
Swayze. I mean, if you go back to 89 and you think about some of the movies that came out prior to that, I mean, Ghost came out the very next year, right? Ghost was 90, but so he was probably just filmed Ghost. So he had Roadhouse under his
belt.
Dirty
Dancing.
What was it? The Outsiders, like all those ones.
Yeah, that was the one that was that, the Outsiders was real early on.
Yeah. That was 6 years prior to this. So Jake Gyllenhaal's a really good actor, and like I love a lot of his movies. I don't think all of his movies are great, clearly, based on this one, but I think he is a really good actor. I'm just trying to think of somebody that can kind of pull off. I don't know if I necessarily associate Jake Gyllenhaal with being really cool. Like, I think he's a good actor. I think Patrick Swayze's cool, like he's cool as hell. So I don't know.
You
who
also
would be
have like, Patrick Swayze's full.
It would be like
body.
Maybe
of
Channing
work.
Tatum's like too big for it.
Yeah.
No, but Gyllenhaal's been in the game a long time. Gyllenhaal's been acting for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, but his coolness comes and goes with what he's in, right? So we're getting a delay here.
I don't know what's going on here. So I think that Gyllenhaal, like, he is a true lead. Like, there's probably only 10, 15, like, actors that you're like, boom, put him on the top of the thing. It doesn't even need, like, a second billing. Like, he's a true top guy. And he got ripped for this. He put on, like, he did all the MMA stuff. And, like, he was into the role. And he was solid. I thought every other character was useless. I thought everything else was bad. And I don't know. It was just... It's kind of a corny movie, like the original one, but but we love it. Whereas this one, it's like they're trying to get some of that same stuff, even though we aren't associated with these characters. We understand the name of the movie, which they hit over our head 1,000 times, but they haven't done anything yet. You know, it's just because the name of the movie is Roadhouse doesn't mean we're going to immediately everything that's going on.
But don't you also think that because they named it Roadhouse, you and Davey in particular are coming in 100% negative? I mean, as soon as you hear it, you're like, why do we have to do it? And now they have an uphill battle to climb. Whereas, like you guys said earlier, like, why is this even called Roadhouse? Cause it's not the same story. It could have been anything else. And you'd probably still think it was a bad movie, but I think, I don't know. You probably might not have seen it. Unless it's, you know, you're like Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's what I wonder. If you take 10 people, is there two people that kind of hate watch it, right? They're like, well, I love the first one, so I'll watch it for this. There might be another 5 that only watch it because they recognize the name Roadhouse. Mm-hmm. And they might not love it as much as like Davey does, but they're like, oh, Roadhouse, Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. It's free on Prime. I'll watch it. You know, then I'm sure there are some people with the Jake Gyllenhaal. Cause I had a hard time figuring out, like, did they want it to be a comedy or did they not want it to be a comedy? It was kind of all
said
over
that.
The place. Yeah, it was all over the place.
I heard you saying that in your show, and I'm like, well, you can't have Jake Gyllenhaal running around like, you know, like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber being funny all the time. I actually, watching the old Roadhouse, I actually found this one to be a little bit more, believe it or not, a little bit more entertaining as you go along. In the original Roadhouse, there's that whole love story part that is so cliche. And then their love scenes.
Yes.
That they have to be in there back in the 80s.
Yeah.
You gotta show that. You gotta show, you know, a little, you know, you gotta show the bits and parts of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
But for both the ladies and the men, they were fair in that one. Absolutely.
Yeah. All we got in this one was Conor McGregor's butt. That was about it.
Right. And it was, and I think you did comment, was it you that come? Oh, maybe. No, it might have been. Was it you talking about the shoulder roll?
Davey was talking about like, the way McGregor walks. Like, what a horrible actor. Like, great fighter, outrageously bad actor.
But the funny thing is, and I've said this to people, I'm like, he's not acting. That's him. If you watch the UFC, whenever he would come in for the weigh-ins and stuff, that's what he did. And that's, I mean.
He was better at talking trash inside the octagon or at press conferences. He was way more comfortable. So like him walking around and like throwing punches, like that's his element. But anytime he delivered a line and he's like going nose to nose with an Academy Award winning actor, just like this is not working out.
Right. Yeah. He was absolutely awful, but he was there for that comedic effect. He was there to be, my son told me he's got like, now he holds like 3 records. It's like the biggest box office opening for a UFC fighter, the biggest payday in the UFC. And I think there's another one or something like that, but they're all ridiculous, like man-made things, but that's him. He's over the top and ridiculous. Yep. Always has been.
Yeah. I can't stand the storyline. I mentioned this on Dork, but and it's popped up in like 1,000 movies and TV shows where you're like, somebody's coming in to take over the whole neighborhood and everybody is sold except for this one place. Like, we're staying, you can't kick us out. And it's like, all right, so that's what we're defending. Like, that's what we're not leaving this ground. It's like, okay, fine. And then that's what they're committed to. Then so be it.
Well, now let me compare that to the original much ballyhooed original Roadhouse. It was the same thing. They just didn't call it that. The guy he took over the town.
Yeah.
And if you didn't play along, he just burned your place down.
Yes.
So it's like, it's the same stupid story with a monster truck. But
we're remaking it, but so we're going to choose certain things to do kind of in line with the story, then other things that aren't. Like Dalton wasn't an MMA fighter. He wasn't like a UFC cage fighter who killed a guy inside the octagon. Like that was Jake Gyllenhaal's backstory, who apparently is the unbelievable fighter. People know who he is. They're scared of him, but he also hates to fight because he doesn't know what's going to happen. And yet he fights quite a bit in this and uses guns and kills people. And you're just like, it's just like, I don't know, sort of pick a lane. Like they want the name. They want the idea of a guy that's going to like save a bar, but then they don't really modernize too much of it either. Right. Cause this movie.
Takes I think they did
5 years later.
Well, they modernized it by using the UFC and they turned it into. So in the original, you don't know why he's the fighter he is. He went to school for philosophy and became a quote cooler. Now, pre Roadhouse, did you know what the word cooler was? Did you know that that was a job?
I always thought a cooler was William H. Macy from when they would bring him to the casinos to cool people off a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. But it's like, so Patrick Swayze travels the country being hired by bars, by crappy bars. And it's like, and we bought it hook, line, and sinker, no doubt about it. My point, my defense, my bright side of 2024's, it's the same thing. Only difference. Now, here's the thing.
Why remake it? Like, so that is, it's sort of like a classic lightning in a bottle situation, because I agree with you. Right. There are so many things where you kind of roll your eyes about it, and yet still it comes across mainly because of Patrick Swayze, but also just sort of the time and place, the look of the movie, the whole thing. You're like, that's just a cool movie. And you're like, we're going to remake it. It's like, why? You don't need to. Yeah. You don't need to. And there are movies that I know you talk about on your show a lot, like Judge Dredd and Dredd. There's a great example of a movie that needed to be remade. Suicide Squad and The Suicide Squad. Hey, here's a great idea with a great source material. We swung and missed the first time. We got somebody else that's going to make it and it's going to kick ass. This is what it should have been the first time.
Right.
There's no like, hey, this would have been a better Roadhouse. You're not going to make a better Roadhouse. So why even try to make one?
I don't know. I just, you can answer that question. Ask the people that made it. Like, what was their motivation? And I'd love to find that out. I actually listened to Smartless. You know, the Jason Bateman, that. So Jake Gyllenhaal's on, I think, one of their most recent ones, right? And I was dying to hear them talk about the most recent Roadhouse, his role in it. And he talks about it for like 5 minutes. The rest of, they spent more time talking about his cycling and stuff, which was hysterical. It was a good stuff. He's a big cyclist. Yeah. And I'm a huge cyclist myself, so I was interested, but I wanted to hear the stuff about Roadhouse. And they barely touched on like why they did it. And it was the director called him and said, hey, I've been thinking, I wanted to do this. What do you think? And he's like, I'm in. And he was like, I knew Patrick Swayze. I know he would have been cool with this. And they wanted to do it. So I have no problem with that. I'm not. And that's the thing. It's like, as soon as I heard about it, I was like, oh, this could be interesting. It doesn't mean I'm going to like it. Doesn't mean it's going to be great. But you can't tell me. I guess you can. You weren't entertained though, Rich? You didn't like some of those fight scenes. This is where I think they did modernize it. Go back and watch the original Roadhouse after this one. These fight scenes and the technique that they tried to do that's never been done, I thought was pretty good.
Yeah.
They missed on a bunch of them. Like that scene on the bridge and this isn't a fight scene, but that car when he gets thrown off the bridge and how the car comes, it's like so badly. Like it looks so CGI or sped up in a bad way. But I thought some of the fight scenes were actually pretty good, the way they manipulated it.
Yeah, I think some of the fight scenes weren't bad, and I feel like it could have just been a different movie. You could have just taken like, here's a badass Jake Gyllenhaal character, whether he was in the UFC or not, and sort of put him in a different circumstance. Like, I think he proves that he can play the kind of methodical, tough guy. Yeah, perhaps with a heart of gold, right? Like, I think he can do that if you want him to do it, but slapping Roadhouse on it, I just didn't think was necessary. Yeah, you have guys punching each other in the mouth. Like, I'll watch that. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, I'm entertained by that.
But even if you're like, out at a bar.
Sure, what the hell? I'll watch a real fight or two. But yeah, I just had a hard time with like a lot of the other characters. I didn't find any of them all that interesting. They kind of like glossed over some of the relationships. The one guy that was in the gang that was like, really just there for comedic effect. Like he was in like a different movie and you're like, all right, that's fine.
Hysterical. It's like he got the job and was like, well, I can't quit, but this isn't what I want to do. So he's just like super like, nice.
Over the top. Yeah. Well, I also thought like there was very much a, like there was a couple funny lines in there where Gyllenhaal is asking all those guys, do you have medical insurance and how close is the hospital? Like I thought that was great. But then they took it one step further, and then he's driving him to the hospital, and you're like, all right, like you didn't need to go all the way there. Cause like these guys are actually still trying to murder you. And later on in the movie, they're gonna try to murder you, which is very serious, I believe. And yet you're just like, you got him stuffed in the car just for the one laugh on the way to the hospital. And so he can meet the doctor. But you're like,
what about the line in the car when they're like, bump? Cause they're all in pain and he's like, they're all like,
he's a nice guy. He almost killed him.
See, I thought that was fun. I thought it was entertaining. I'll give you some ammo. I think I can think, well, I see your perspective, but you guys had mentioned in your show, like they stole the line from, what was the one that Davey said? They stole Better Off Dead.
Yeah. Was right? it?
Yeah. I think it was from movie. Better Off Dead. Yeah. And the line was, what the hell, whatever it was, but they had taken that particular thing. Well, here's another one. A lot of what Jake Gyllenhaal did, which I loved in this, I love when a guy like that goes, just remember, you asked for this. Mm-hmm. Or, are you okay? Or like when the badass tells you, like, this is what I'm going to do, kind of like in True Lies. First, I'm going to throw this at you, then I'm, because he's under the truth serum, and then he does all that. That's so cool, right? Yeah. Well, in Jake Gyllenhaal's lines felt to me like Tom Cruise's Reacher. He did that. Remember in the especially in the first one. Okay, guys, just remember you asked for this, and it was like, and as soon as he started saying it, I was like, this is just like Reacher.
Yeah.
Now I take the approach where like, that's cool. I like it. Let's go. Let's have some fun again. Now I don't have to watch Reacher again very quickly. I can watch this one. You guys take the approach like try to be original, but
a little bit like
do.
I'd be like, well, I mean, you're right. That's based on Hollywood only doing sequels and remakes and reboots. But like, I've enjoyed some of them. And like, when they come out with like a new take on it, like, I think I've enjoyed some of them. I thought this one was just going to be a really, really tough needle to thread. Like, I was just like, you take a movie that already is pretty flawed, but we kind of like it for its flaws. So if anybody else did it in any other way, and not just Jake Gyllenhaal, you put another actor in there.
Right.
You change the setting slightly. It's still the same thing. You're like, what are we doing? And I don't know. And then some of the over-the-top stuff, too, was so they wouldn't call the bar the Double Deuce. They put a restaurant next to the bookstore called the Double Deuce.
I thought that was cool.
They named, I don't mind the little Easter egg. I'm saying, you named the bar Roadhouse, and then you had like a 5-minute discussion about why it was called Roadhouse. And then they were just clarifying with each other, like, well, it is a Roadhouse. Yeah, but it's called Roadhouse. And like, this is Roadhouse. Like, you're watching Roadhouse is basically what one character yelled.
Right. So what I thought was funny about that while I was sitting there listening to it, it made me think, why was the first one called Roadhouse? It's the exact opposite. They never say it. It's not the Roadhouse. It's the cool Double name. Deuce.
It's a cool name. Maybe Swayze goes around. He's a Roadhouse fixer. Like, that's fine.
Well, no. But that's the thing is, like, so in this movie, they actually, I think that back and forth was like, what is a Roadhouse? That's the road. It was almost a joke on the first movie because, like, what's a Roadhouse? Right? Like, but the first movie was called Roadhouse. In this movie, they go, that's kind of and Jake Gyllenhaal saying, you called this the Roadhouse. So they're pointing at themselves. But at the same time, why was the first one called Roadhouse?
Yeah, I guess. Then they named the boat, which apparently is also
the
stolen.
That's something. The one from Better Off Dead. I think that was the movie. The one Davey said was stolen. It was also stolen, which was,
I know.
At least it wasn't the Boathouse.
No, it wasn't. Well, then they would have had a whole conversation on that too.
Right.
No, my thing, I just, like we talked about at the beginning, like there are so many things to watch, right? And so and both of us try to maximize our time to watch as many shows or movies as possible, whether they're old or new. And like there was 2 hours that probably would have been better off with something else. Like, whether it's something new that's good or something that you know for sure is good. I feel like that was kind of a waste of 2 hours.
I texted you and asked if you'd seen it. And you're like halfway. I didn't want to ask what you thought, but when you're watching a movie like this, like I had to do the same thing. I didn't get to watch it in one sitting. Mm-hmm. It's not a movie you have to watch in one sitting. Oh. There's no suspenseful plot twist or something. It's like
even cliffhanger. You're like, no, even, I gotta watch the rest.
No. And I know we have the conversations here about spoilers. People don't want stuff spoiled and you guys do a great job with it. You have your little sounder, which I get that idea from you guys to add that here. Mm-hmm. Haven't done it in years, but the idea of like this one, when you guys started saying, I'm like, all right, like you and Davey started to slip into spoilers, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you're like, all right, let's just get to it. I'm like, what can you spoil here? Because literally now here I'm going to be on your side of the fence. There's no story.
Spoiler in a movie like this. Well, you know me. Frankly, if you tell me how long the movie is, I think that's a spoiler. So like every single thing to me is a spoiler. Yes. But I guess for a movie like this, I guess there's like the off chance that like he dies or like, you know what I mean? Like they could make a big change or like they could do something like that. I guess would be the only thing. But we were like, cause there's some people that don't even want some of like the funny lines spoiled for them. So it's like, all right, we'll do spoilers. Then we could start kind of quoting the movie now as well. But this isn't exactly a M. Night Shyamalan movie. So
exactly. Like I won't even give you the one, but my buddy John, who's on a hiatus right now, he texted me the other day and he saw a movie. And he told, and I won't tell you what it is, but he told me the end of it, not the end of it, but what he thought of at the end of it. And he didn't spoil anything, but it is a spoiler that if I told you about it, you'd get mad. You would literally be angry at me because I know you've gotten angry at people and stopped talking to them.
Yep.
So
it's true.
And he did that to me and I don't care. I'm like, I'm not big into that stuff. I spoil movies for myself all the time. As soon as I start, I'm like, all right, I got this here, there and there, you know, I like doing that. And that's part of the fun. But yeah, this movie, there's no spoiler, but my point in saying like you stopped halfway, how hard was it for you to come back and finish it?
Well, I knew we were doing the podcast on it. So I was like, I gotta do it. And it was like, all right, I know it's only an hour left, right? Cause I think literally stopped watching it. I had to go do something at like an hour. I'm like, all right, I made it an hour in, you know, and like you said, it's not bad to the point where it's like putting you to sleep, right? It's like a different kind of bad, right? You're not like, oh my God. Like there are other movies like, you know, Killers of the Flower Moon, for example, took me forever to get through. And it was just like, oh my God.
Like, same thing. I did not like that movie.
That was an absolute slog. So this, I wouldn't necessarily call a slog. It was just when you look back on it, I'm like, I could have done something better with those 2 hours.
When was the last time Scorsese had a movie that went by at a decent clip?
Maybe Shutter Island in like 2010. Yeah. No, it's,
you're like,
he's in a little bit of a rut right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And the irony with him is him and Spielberg and stuff. And I love their early work.
I know.
I like, but they were against like Netflix and they were against the streaming. They came out specifically against that stuff. Now they're on it, putting out this long form stuff that we're all like, oh no.
Here's the Irishman. I'm like, what is this? The Snyder cut? I'm like, how long is this thing? Good Lord. I didn't like that. That one's more mixed. Some people did like The Irishman. I personally didn't, but yeah, either way.
It's speaking of Schneider, I heard him on Rogan. Did you hear any of his stuff and his plans for the, what was it, Rebel Moon?
Oh,
and the deal?
What did you think of the first Rebel Moon? Did you guys talk about it on the show? Yes. I feel like you did? I missed it then. Yeah. I feel like I missed all your episodes.
I stopped halfway through and said, I'm waiting for the R cut or the I swear to God, I was like, oh my God. I was like, whew. All right. Well,
real bad. We gave it the Dork Award for worst movie of the year. It was so bad. And I got to the point, I don't really feel bad for many people. And I started to feel bad for like the actors in there who probably signed up being like, hey, this is going to be the next thing. This is going to be Star Wars. It's going to be Lord of the Rings. It's going to be Game of Thrones. And then they're in it. They're saying these dumb lines. They're wearing these dumb outfits. And you're just like, this is what happens. If George Lucas just missed, that's what that turns into. Instead, he nails it. And it's like the greatest thing ever for 100 years.
You throw in a droid and an X-wing, you got something.
Perfect. Now we're cooking. Yeah, this thing was a mess. And then they're like, oh, the second one's coming to Netflix next year. I'm like, no, keep it.
So in August, the unrated versions are dropping together. Okay. And they're each 3 hours. And so that was his deal, though. But he said they're completely different movies. He's like, I'm listening to him now. Like, you guys can say it's marketing, it's him doing, but I also listen to him from the artistic point of view. And I think, I mean, it's just really what he wanted to do. And he loves that Netflix allowed him to do it. It's like, here, we'll let you make both movies, but we have to do a PG-13 version first. Mm-hmm. And Rogan even asked him, he goes, what do you like? Was it hard doing that? And he goes, no, not knowing that I still had the version in my head that I want. And it was a great conversation on how a lot of this stuff, like I hear you guys talk about it, Mac and Goo talk about it all the time. Like, why can't they make more rated R movies like Deadpool and stuff? And it's the studios keeping them down.
Yeah.
And this is what we get. So I don't know. I'm going to give Rebel Moon the unrated version another shot and see what happens. But
yeah, I'll be curious what you say about that. Cause right now, I have no desire to go back to the Rebel Moon universe. But then again, because I'm not anti-Snyder. Like, Snyder has gotten so divisive now that people either love him and defend anything he does, and there are people that are like, he's trash. It's like, he had some awesome, awesome movies. Like, I love the Dawn of the Dead remake. I thought he did probably as well as you could with 300. I mean, not 300. Well, 300 was good, but Watchmen.
Watchmen.
I thought he did a solid, like, that's an impossible task. Oh. And I thought that was a solid movie. So I'm by no means anti-Snyder, but it's just that Rebel Moon was a tough go.
Yeah, I agree. It was. It was just slow. So and you want a little bit more out of that. But
yeah,
let's get back to Roadhouse for a second and get into the Dragon's Lair. Is it now? does that add at all to the, even to that? Like, were you listening to those fight scenes? I thought it was a pretty good home theater experience.
Yeah.
Say what you will about the movie itself, but yeah. I thought it was pretty good, especially for Amazon.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I'm with you. Like, everything is a little bit better watching it here than it is, you know, upstairs where, like, in my setup here, I think it's a 65-inch TV. So it's not an enormous screen in the home theater universe. But then, like, upstairs, it's only a 50-inch screen and it's not surround sound, you know? So it's a big difference. And so I'll choose. There'll be certain things I'll be like, all right, I can lay on the couch upstairs and watch something. But then, you know, every time it was either one of these Star Wars shows or one of these Marvel shows, but even Roadhouse, I ended up watching the whole thing down here. And it, of course, yeah, it definitely adds to it. It helps a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if you like some of those fight sequences, the swirling, that camera was moving around and it was moving around. You could hear the crowd, the movement and everything.
Even the
swings.
Couple boat scenes, or like when the boat like exploded, like there was when he set up the bomb, like there was definitely some good audio in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, again, it's not the greatest movie in the world, but no. I was entertained. Very entertained.
That's the name of the game. As long as you're entertained, then it's a win. Take it down as a win. So if you were doing the Rotten Tomatoes score, just straight up thumbs up or thumbs down. You don't have to give it stones. You don't have to rank it out of 100. If you're just going thumbs up, thumbs down, you'd go thumbs up.
Yeah. If that's all, if I had to choose, but
if it's up or down.
Yeah. It's, and you'd go thumbs down.
You'd go down.
Yeah. You'd go down. And it's like, I love your stones. You gave it 2.5 and then you had to back off to give it the double deuce.
Yeah. We ended up going double deuce. Yeah. Fittingly. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, all right. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Here's the real bright side for you guys. I was entertained, and then I was entertained by your show. You got content out of it. You need stuff like this. Not everything can be great.
No, and I'll tell you, it actually helps. Like, so we had Madam Web come out a month ago, which was worse than this. But I think it helps because we every once in a while get into like these like ruts where on our show we rate everything out of 6. And so you get a lot of like 3.5, 4s where nobody feels really strongly one way or the other. And you just kind of, it's like a forgettable review. And it's like, you know, we're just being honest. So we're not going to make it up. We're not going to say we love it more or hate it more than we do. But you're like, oh yeah, that movie existed. And then you kind of move on to the next one. But then when you get a movie that's like a 6 out of 6, or you get a few movies that are like a 1 or a 2, I feel like there's a lot more to talk about and you get a lot more people weighing in that either strongly agree or strongly disagree. And I think so that definitely helps. That is very much a bright side to watching a bad movie. At least we get to talk about it and add a few to like the lower level, tiers that we've reviewed so far.
And do you think that's how these things become cult classics?
I think so. I would say it's more, I don't consider myself like a movie critic, you know? So I think it would be more like if the Rotten Tomato critic score is like 20 and you're like, I actually really like that movie. And then like over time, I love MacGruber, the comedy MacGruber. Yeah. Loved it. And I loved it right away. Like I like the SNL character. And then when they turned it up a notch, they made it like a rated R comedy. I loved it right off the rip, and it probably is in the 40s on the critic score. And also, which helped make it a cult classic, is that got trash at the box office. It didn't make any money. So it had bad reviews, no money, and people like, and then everyone's telling like, so nobody liked it then. And you're like, that's not true. Like, I loved it. No. And then you talk to your friends, like, oh, he loved it. Like, this guy, everybody I know loves it. So like, that I think is what helps make it a cult classic. It has to get panned, and if it's a theatrical movie, it has to make like no money.
Right. And that's like the original, that's the story of the original Roadhouse.
Yeah.
It didn't do well. It got trashed. And then it wasn't until I actually looked it up on Wikipedia or whatever. And they say you go into its reception and read that. And it's like really bad. And it wasn't until VHS DVD home sales that people started to be like, wait a minute. This was a lot of fun. This was funny, you know, and it's, you know, and to your point earlier about like, in 89, maybe Swayze was a little bit newer, right? And he wasn't as cool, but then later on he gains it his popularity goes up and people are like, oh, I love Patrick Swayze. That's a date night movie after, mm-hmm. After Ghost, the girls will be like, oh my God. Yeah. We'll watch that together. We'll rent that and be like, let's go. Let's spark the fire.
Uh-huh.
And, that's how you get it going, but everybody didn't like it. And it creates that conversation much like we're having right now. And it's like, I'm not saying Jake Gyllenhaal is all of a sudden going to be 20 years from now. We'll be sitting down going, come on, why are they remaking it again? They got two perfect movies out of it.
Yeah. So 35 years from now, there'll be another like Roadhouse. You're like, wait, what? But actually it reminds me of something too. So, when the Roadhouse trailer first came out, back it up. When they first announced they were making it, like you, I was like, I don't really know if they need to make it. And then you saw the trailer and I'm like, this isn't really pulling me in. Meanwhile, different story, but I feel the same way about the movie, The Crow. Yeah. I love The Crow. I love The Crow more than Roadhouse. Like the 1994's The Crow is incredible. And they announced they were making a remake to that. And I was like, same thought. I was like, do not. And when you add in the Brandon Lee element, you're like, don't remake that. Like, we're good. That movie's awesome. But the trailer for that, I was like, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm back in on this. Like, I think I'm definitely going to watch it. And I'm going.
Have you read it?
I never read The Crow. No.
Oh, if you read The Crow.
Okay. Maybe I'll read that.
That's what based on the trailer, I'm kind of the comic is even more violent.
Okay.
Than the movie was. Right. And it's a more violent everything. And it's a darker story. And I'm wondering if that's what they're going to nail on this. They're going to try to do on this one. And modernize it.
You want to make it different if you can from the original. And so obviously the look is already different. But I'm like, see that's one I'll give a chance. And that one that, especially because what it's based off of, if you can add a little bit more to the source material, then like that's worth remaking.
Right. And that's where you got a little bit of a difference between Roadhouse. It's like there's no source material to Roadhouse. So, the first one wasn't trying to be anything. It's the original. But here, at least you can see, do they go more to the comic? Do they go less? Yeah. Do they do something? And that's where we'll base our opinions on it. Like, that wasn't even close. Right. But at the same time, I think with the, the original was good for the music. I mean, the soundtrack to The Crow was insane. Mm-hmm. Listening to you and Davey, there's a few years between us. I was, 24 when that came out? I went as The Crow, as everybody did that year.
Oh, yeah.
I was the guy, though, with the crow sitting on my shoulder.
Oh, nice.
I made a crow. I got the black feathers. I carved it out of styrofoam and then actually plucked all the feathers in it and taped it to a big piece so I could just walk around in the trench coat with the hair. I was like, oh my God.
That's incredible. Any pictures of that?
No, that's what I was just going to say. All of that crap sucks because this is back before everybody had a phone on them.
Right.
So it was like, you go to my buddy had a Halloween party and we all go there, but who's bringing their disposable camera? Oh. Who's bringing our camera? You know, it's just.
Was there like eight or nine crows at the party?
Not that one. No, no. But there were that year. And it was like, I mean, that's cool. Everybody did it. But so I had to do something extra.
Yeah.
But yes, I thought the same way. I'm like, could they do this? Can they make this? But I don't know. But I saw I saw that trailer and I was like, oh. Holy crap. And I replied when you guys put out the trailer, I was like, day one, I got to see it. Yep. I hope my schedule permits, but it looks so good. It does. Yeah. It really does based on that trailer, but that's what a trailer is supposed to do.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm definitely not, anti all remakes and reboots of like everybody else. You'd like to see a few more original things, or even if you're going to make there's so many comic books that still haven't been adapted or so many characters that haven't had like their best portrayal yet. So you could get into that, but no, at least the Crow, I got a different feeling about going in than Roadhouse.
Yeah. You had mentioned Watchmen before, and I know HBO did the series. Was like, I did too.
Loved the series. Yeah.
That's one that when Watchmen came out, there weren't series for stuff like that. That story could actually, I think, be remade as a series and expand on. That's what was hard about Snyder's version is like, even with Snyder, it's hard to tell that full story when you read that comic.
Yeah, and the HBO series apparently is only going to be just the one season. Yeah. And it was sort of like, it was really cool how they did it, because it was like, we're not ignoring what had happened, like if you had read the book or if you'd seen the movie, but we're kind of doing our own thing and then we're going to tie it in. Like, that was incredible. But yeah, you're right. That definitely somebody could grab it and say, all right, here's how we're going to lay it out. We're going to take our time, tell the entire story this way. And it'd be incredible if they could do it.
Yeah, you could do a 10 yep. episode series, could go back to the old Marvel 13 episode series. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and remember back in the day, I remember hearing you guys, why do they have to do 13 episodes? Especially on like Iron Fist.
Yeah, it was too much. Yeah. Some of those were just like, my God, like that is just, and it was like almost all full hours too. You're like, that is a whole story. Although coming from like those CW shows, watching 23 episodes of Arrow or The Flash, you're like, okay, tighten that up a little bit.
Yeah. When Arrow first came out, I loved it.
Really good. Yeah, I watched that one.
Yeah, I did too. I fell off of The Flash after Arrow, because like once Arrow went off, I was out, kind of out of the Arrowverse.
Same.
And that's when it's like too much too many things to see, and I got away from the CW. But you think about the CW though, they kind of paved the way for stuff like that, and they had, you know, really good content, well produced. But now everything's streaming, and I mean, the production quality now is just so much better on across the board.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. But you know, it also goes back to was it Bob Iger was basically saying, like, at Disney, he's like, we need to stop making so much stuff and just start making like good stuff again, and like maybe cool out a little bit. Like, and they have, I think they've already kind of taken a step back, because a couple of years ago, they would like have these announcements and it'd be like, all right, here are the 10 shows and 6 movies coming out this year. And you're like, what? And you're
like, yeah,
there's no way it was all going to be good. And so now I think hopefully they're kind of choosing a little bit better.
Well, going forward. I think that's where, listening to you guys talk about Madam Web, I think, I don't know if you mentioned it. I can't remember if like when I was listening to you guys, I'm like, you got to, that's what Sony's in trouble with. Under contract, they have to produce a Spider-Man entity every so many years, or they lose the IP, right? Yep. So that's why you're getting these, like, you know, movies, and you're like, nope, they gotta do it, otherwise they'll lose it.
And it's just a weird rule. Like, that's why that Fantastic Four movie, the Josh Trank one, which is one of the worst comic book movies of all time, like, that's, they were about to lose Fantastic Four, so they threw together a movie, and you're like, shouldn't be how it works.
Well, it's a poison pill in the contract, you know, a la Bill Parcells or whatever.
Yeah,
so you put that poison pill in there, and the idea on Marvel's part was, well, when they're done with it, we'll just get it back. Yeah. Well, now they keep giving us crap.
We're not done. There's this. And you're like, what is this? Like,
oh, we should have rewritten that. Yep. But that's how you get stuck with that.
So I was even like the new, cause like the news today, I think I saw it, was it Spider-Man 4? They announced I think they announced when Spider-Man 4 is going to film, but they don't know who's directing it. I don't even think it's written yet, but like it starts this day, but it's like, well, who's doing it? Like, well, we don't know yet. We'll get there. Maybe so get that first and then kind of make sure it's good.
Who's directing us? I don't know yet. Want a coffee?
Not here. It's okay. Yeah, right.
I don't know yet.
I'm sure that'll turn out great. Yeah, you guys are
fine. Start without me. Just start swinging around. Yeah, we'll edit it later. Brutal. Edit in post. Yeah. What are you looking forward to this year?
I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine, probably. And then on the TV side of it, it'd probably be all these shows that are coming out in June. So it's The Boys, it's The Bear, it's House of the Dragon, and The Acolyte. I'm pumped for all of those. Yeah.
House of the Dragon and The Acolyte. I can't wait. Those, I think, are going to be must-see. I think, and like you were saying about House of the Dragon, that's more water cooler talk. Yes. I love that they're doing one a week. You gotta see it to keep up. And then, you know, and we'll all be like talking like, oh, I'm sorry, no spoilers. Cause some people like to wait until the end and binge it or whatever. But that's what we need. We need more water cooler talk, like House of the Dragon. Love it or hate it, people will watch it and be like, oh, what did you think of this week? You know, as opposed to.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I was blown away how good the first season was of House of the Dragon. And so I hadn't read any of the books, let alone like the prequels or anything. I haven't read anything. I've had a couple of buddies that have read everything that has been written to this point. So every once in a while I'll ask them like a detailed question or whatever, but like I love it. And I think it also makes you want to go back and watch Game of Thrones again too, because then you're like, oh, the like a little bit of like crumbs that they were giving you there that like relate back to this time and vice versa. So yeah, I can't wait for that to come out.
You gonna get Shine back on?
I think so. Dem Thrones boys, we're gonna have to ride again. I think so.
Yeah. Do your after show wrap
up? I think so. If it works out, I think we probably should. Those were some of our better episodes, and that was back when the technology wasn't great. We were using like Google Hangouts and stuff, and we couldn't get everybody on the screen at once. It was so ridiculous. It'd be like whoever was talking was on screen, and then it would like cut away. Oh, it was not good. So we should bring that back.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. But Deadpool.
Yeah,
you think they can save the MCU?
I think they're their only chance, and I would say yeah. I mean, I think Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman. Plus, it's a character that can allow you to do that too, right? Like he can say the obvious stuff. He can make fun of stuff. It can explain stuff to you point blank. Like, oh, this is what's happening now. Cause plus they're going to tie in the time variance, like all the stuff.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to get it back on track. I do.
That's you go back to 3. They already brought in 3. They brought in the X-Men. So you have, you know, they had that whole universe coming in, but now, like you said, with Loki and this timeline thing, what's Deadpool, that character, his sarcasm, is, I mean, how is that going to work? It's going to be super entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, is it rated R? Did you see that?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe it is.
So the first rated R Marvel?
I think that's right. Yeah. Yeah. In the MCU, cause if just Marvel umbrella, you had, Blade, but as far as MCU stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But Blade wasn't the first Marvel production was Iron Man. Blade was Marvel entity. Blade?
Yeah. Well, I know Iron Man was like first of the MCU, like that sort of, you know, Marvel cinematic universe, but like didn't Marvel didn't have like a stamp in Blade?
Not Marvel. They Marvel Studios. I'm pretty sure Marvel Studios was Iron Man. That was their first. That's where the MCU came from. It was literally Marvel Studios. And that's why they didn't even Spider-Man. Obviously that was Sony, Blade. Those are all Marvel characters, but Marvel Studios itself was made and then Iron Man. And what's funny is I was looking at the history of even the Netflix series and it goes just like clockwork, just how the MCU did it. They started with Iron Man. They went to the Incredible Hulk, back to Iron Man again, knowing like, okay, is this how we build it? We give them two of the same character so that we build a rapport. Netflix, they went Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and then Daredevil again. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and they came and you look at it, it looks very similar to the MCU, but that was Marvel. I'm pretty sure that was Marvel Studios. That's the beginning of Marvel Studios anyways.
Yeah. And I think like some of the TV shows, they've kind of tried to kick up a notch a little bit to like TVMA, but as far as like movies are concerned, they've kept them all PG-13.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. I know you're busy. You got to get going.
So are you. I mean, you're building a house for God's sakes.
Yeah. I know. We poured the floor today. I was like, I'll be home. When I texted you earlier, I'm like, I'll be home. I sent you the link. I had to run back to the house because the concrete guys needed something. And I'm like, I got to get back. I told them I would. I mean, Rich, just quickly, we'll wrap up with, thanks for listening. This is a Takeover Tuesday where the listeners take over.
Put me on the list.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's like, but how do I explain it? It's like, I don't know. It's, well, you like home theater. Have you ever talked to people about about the Dragon's Lair?
Yeah, of course.
And do their eyes glaze over? Like people that don't care. Yeah.
Sometimes. Like I mean, like my wife, but no, I usually pick and choose. Like I usually, it's sort of it's very much in the dork umbrella. So you start explaining something to people, especially now I'm playing video games more. I was telling you.
Yeah.
And now that like it's cranking with the video games. So the guys that I'm playing games with again, I'm telling them, I'm like, this is like next level now. Like the game's so much better. Now I'm just like ensconced in sound. So yeah, no, I definitely talk about it plenty.
Yeah. And but do you ever, and I know I do this and I know a lot of my listeners do too. You won't talk about it to people. You won't mention it because you know that they're just going to be like, either you're trying to brag when you're really not, because you're just trying to find people to talk to about your theater.
Yeah.
And when you do and you think somebody is interested and then they just go, oh, wow. Oh, neat. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well, no, and you just like,
I'm turning into you guys too, because I'll be watching something and then I'll be like, ooh, Atmos. Oh, it's in Dolby Atmos. Like, oh, this is going to be even better. And then like when I watch, and then somebody like, hey, did you see whatever? And then part of like one of the first things I'm going to say is like, yeah. And like, did you see like or did you hear what it sounds like? And they're like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I just watch it on a regular TV. What are you talking about? I'm like, ah.
Like, what's Atmos? Yeah. What's that? Atmos. And
it's like, ah, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Now I know you can appreciate who you are, right? You're a quote unquote. Yes. Sports celebrity in Boston. And my listeners are like, who are, you know, people in when we do the 24 hour people in the chat, like, oh, you do this, and this. So you are. And for somebody like me, I'm a normal guy sitting in my basement. I'm older than you, but listening to your podcast, listening to you on the radio and being like, wow, that's Rich Keefe. Wow. Okay. And I told you the first time I met you, I was nervous and everything, but then to actually get, it's like, it's just weird. Right. I know we're normal. I know you're a normal guy. It is just one of those weird things that you're like, seriously, you like home theater? It's like, okay. Cause you listen to you found out when John had to step away from the show and you texted me and said, oh, too bad. You know, I'm like, you're a legit listener. And it's just weird that it's like,
you guys do a great job and you guys combine, not just the home theater element, which is great and which is in my wheelhouse now, but also just like rip through a whole bunch of shows and movies. You know, like you rip through a whole bunch of stuff and I'm like, okay, that I'm going to watch, that I probably will skip, that I might watch, that I'm going to get, you know, give it a go, that I've already seen. And then I either agree or disagree and then you just keep going. But like, I think the format's been great and, looking forward to another 24 hour stream in a few months.
I can't wait. 25. It'll be another 25. Oh, yeah, when we set the clocks ahead, I was like, maybe I should do it now too to get my hour back.
It's true. You're like 23 hours. What are you doing?
23 hours. What are you skimping on?
But that was great. That was great. That was good stuff.
Yeah. It's all going. The next one, it's 100% all going to Davey. I can't wait.
That's great.
And oh, by the way, thank you for the, now that you're here, I'll ask live. This is going out next Tuesday, but are we the first people to ever win the podcast award other than yourselves?
Yeah, actually, you're looking at the two winners in the 7 year. I mean, we've done like 7 years. We've done the Dork Awards.
Dorkies.
And we give away an award every year to the best podcast. And so far, there's only been two winners, Brightside Home Theater and Hashtag Dork. So that's pretty good company you're in.
Yeah. And I listen every year. And it's funny. My son was like, he texted me that morning. And he didn't want to spoil anything. He listens to you guys on the way to work the day it drops, right? And he leaves before me. And I don't know. He had texted me and he goes, did you hear Dork yet? And I went, no, but it was early in the morning. And I was like, all right, I must have been nominated. And I was like, so when I listened and I heard, I was like, I texted him. I think I told you. I was like,
yeah, that's hilarious.
I was blown away. I'm like, I thought for sure it would just be a nomination. And my son's like, why are you surprised? I was like, because I go, to be fair, it's like when I did your theater, when I met you, did the theater back then, I thought that year, I was like, I wasn't expecting anything, but when you did the Dorkies and you're doing nominations, I was like, oh, maybe they'll throw me a bone here. And I was like, no, I got snubbed. So. Obviously, I had a lot of ill will after that.
Yeah, of course.
but But no, but then this one, I thought for sure would be like, hey, you know, this. But as soon as I heard Davey go, well, you know, I hadn't listened to him, but become a listener. I was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. So that was really cool, you guys. Really funny.
Well, congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still, you said the trophy's in the mail. So I don't know.
Should be there any day now.
What does it look like?
Looks like a microphone. Looks like a little microphone.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. The microphone. The dorkies. That was great. But yes, thank you. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for taking over this Tuesday so we could kind of debate. I got to get Davey in. I got to get that anger on.
he was mad about it. Again, that just goes back to, he's a bigger fan of the first one. I like and respect the first one for what it is. It's not in my top, 25, but it's for sure in Davey's. So he was even more pissed off about the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's like, this doesn't take away from the first one.
I don't know. He might argue
that's
otherwise.
That's why I want to get him. Like,
you might argue otherwise. Yeah.
You now all of a sudden don't like the first one? You don't have to.
It might besmirch it a little bit. Yeah. Because now when you're like, hey, I watched Roadhouse this weekend, someone's going to be like, which one?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to say that. You should know which one.
Shouldn't have to say that. Oh, man. All right. Well, I could belabor it because I can. That's just one of my natural talents. But thank you very much, Rich. Rich
no Keith problem.
Of hashtag dork at dork podcast on Twitter. All that fun stuff. It's one of my inspirations for podcasting. So if you're not listening to them, get there. Because they swear over there too.
We do. We work a little blue. That's true.
A little.
A lot blue. We're a lot blue.
it's a lot of fun. So thanks, Rich. What does everybody got to do?
Go push play.
What he said.
That's right.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.